Hello and welcome to Blitzcruiser Season 4 of A Pint of Cthulhu. In the last episode, our team were on a boat. They didn't fall for the siren trap, which I was kind of hoping they would, because that would have been kind of funny. But instead, they decided to shoot Gertrude out of a cannon into a wall and nearly die. And as such, yeah, you guys are now at the little wooden fort where all of the rest of the pirate stuff is, so they can get all their shit back. And Gertrude is kind of somewhat impaled in the wall.
What are we near Gertrude? Or is she still quite far away from us?
Yeah, how far do we blast her?
40, 50 foot. Something like that.
Is this a case of we'll see her tomorrow kind of thing, or can we get to her just now?
I mean, you can get to her now, but you need to get the boat there.
Do we want to get to her now, though? That's the real question.
I think maybe just getting to land.
I mean, you're going to hit land anyway unless you choose to go another way. I don't mean that hit land as in sink. I mean just like you're going to be just there.
Yeah, because this boat's on rails. Of course we're
going to... I was about to say, it's going to reach the end of the rail system where it's like, good. You see her on the animatronic. Please keep all your hands and get all your belongings off the ride.
We're going to dive into the water and realize it's just a big ball pit.
Yeah, we wonder.
Well, I think the right thing to do would be to attempt to make sure Gertrude doesn't die.
I don't know. She can find her way to the door herself, I'm sure.
Are you?
She kind of has... I will agree with Kolaris. We do need to check on Gertrude, but I also agree with Jacob here that Gertrude has a way of doing her own thing anyway.
And yeah, that was her own thing. Agenda that was her plan, and I'm pretty sure she has a plan.
Yeah. She certainly does like going her own way, but I don't know if Gertrude and planning go together very well.
Kolaris, that's a good point, Jacob. We probably should go check on Gertrude.
In the distance, you hear a bell ringing, a whole bunch of guards shouting, followed by the sounds of a few capgun shots going off.
Is this for us?
It might be for Carmen. I mean, Gertrude.
Screams.
So we can't see any guards or anything around
this
area. We just hear it.
I'm just keeping very quiet right now.
Nothing's happened to Gertrude if you don't know.
This is going to go very bad. Very fast.
Oh, no, wrong one. Yeah, got a 7.
Cool. Yep, so you just hear shots going off and maybe the other
voice
sounds
like Gertrude. These people are already in the throes of a fight. Shall we just let ourselves in?
You fired a porcupine at him.
We could. This does seem a place to keep prisoners rather than killing her outright, which could be a good distraction.
Sorry. So does this fort have like a front door? I guess.
Think of it.
Pretty much. What are you doing?
Just moving stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, as the ride kind of ends up stopping. Somewhat. It kind of ends up on this little kind of play fort field thing. There's a whole bunch of guards.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, what by Jake. Guards are firing down.
Oh, that's mean.
Mean? What's mean?
Oh, me, where I just like, oh, it's beautiful. You said, oh, it's by Jay, and I said, oh, that's mean then. Never mind. I'm gonna make fun of Matt, not Jay. Shut up, yeah. Matt.
Go wait till season 5 to make fun of me.
So yeah, I mean, the pirates disembark. They're kind of alcohol-fueled, so they'll go up and start trying to climb up the kiddie rope things, and the guards are firing this way and that way. There seems to be a bit of pandemonium going on, as Gertrude has kind of basically been blasted through inside one of the walls.
Alright, so the pirates are already fighting.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bunch of rowdy drunks.
Yeah.
Once they've been given back their booze, they are now back in top form for fighting.
I'm going to resist the urge to run to the sandbox and start building a sandcastle.
Well, you'd have to try and get up one of the little tower things, although there is one there with the giant hole in it, with the Gertrude kind of sticking her head out.
So what makes up the walls of this little fort? Because I've been on plenty of playground equipment. They're usually like, you can run underneath them and stuff. Do they like have like barricades all along there?
Yeah, so this has kind of been a bit modified. So where you normally have a gate, they've kind of sealed it off a little bit. And as such, the only real ways in are still like the climbing ladders. Yeah, there does appear to be a slide sticking out the top of one of them. But I mean, you can try and climb that if you really want. It might be a bit slippery.
Whee! Let's do it again! Okay. Well, Mr. Jacob, what do you think? What's the plan?
I mean, I can't really see, like, an entrance on this little map that you've made here.
So,
this seems like a proper, fully enclosed fort.
You kind of have to go up on top of the walls, I guess.
Right, it's either we're going to climb up the slide, we're going to climb up the rock climbing wall, or there's a ladder at the back.
And also Gertrude has blasted an entire hall into the side of the building.
I'm guessing that's going to stop us from climbing up the rock wall and the slide, because Gertrude's just blasted that entire corner out.
The good news is we can maybe go in through the hall.
Mr. Jacob, I do have a theta light, and it is from pyrotechnics of a theta. I could necessarily go over to the right over here and create a distraction.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. The pirates are already creating a distraction at the bottom left-hand corner, and the ladder's on the top right. So if we can run round to the top right, we can get in there.
I want a quick sky roll from the three of you that are outside, considering Gertrude is inside the wall.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
So seven for me?
Yep.
That is a nat one.
Taking a shot.
Oh, I'm like down, bleeding out. Oh, please. Tell my wife.
Meets beats.
If I had one, that I love her.
Cool. God damn it, we're taking strays. Everybody.
Essentially.
Run.
Two can get clipped. You only take one damage for now.
Sorry, I rolled that wrong.
I'm definitely dramatizing it as if I'm just like severely wounded. I'm hitting the ground like, oh no!
Jacob gets under one of your wings.
I've been shot!
Lifts you back up and starts dragging you around the corner.
It's like I'm only missing like a couple feathers. Like it didn't even really pierce the skin. You just like
stay with me, Duncan. Like, stay with me.
Oh God,
we'll get you out.
Oh, I see the light. Oh, it's so bright.
Just chipped one of your nails or something.
That's a four.
That's your light, Duncan. Turn it off.
All right. Yeah. Well, you also get kind of clipped as well. But
oh my bad.
One.
Okay. So can we just run to the top right-hand corner where the ladder is? In that case.
Top right hand corner, you want to run all the way around? Yeah, sure, you can go for it. Gertrude, what are you doing in this instance? You're kind of in a wall.
I thought I was just generally passed out. I'm just not really with it at the moment.
In real life, or?
Yeah, arguably. I guess after that hefty bit of damage I take, I kind of want to just have a little rest for a second. get my wits around me.
Gertrude, you fall asleep.
Do I gain help if I fall asleep?
No. No, you do not.
Well then.
Right, so everyone else kind of wants to run around to the corner and try and... No, I don't want to take the ball with me as well, I just want the characters. There we go. You'll kind of run up. You manage to get to this. I mean, most of the guards are kind of popping off shots this way and that way. They don't seem too organised. Who's going up the ladder first?
Well, I'm probably the
Jacob's
least
Jacob's the recon master here. He's going to take the stairs first.
Right, okay.
Bound up them as quickly as he can.
Right, well, you get met with two guards.
Met with two guards, do I?
Is anyone else going up first, or are we starting combat with just Jacob and two guards?
I'll go up as well.
Oh, definitely heading up. I'm dropping the sling that I was making. I was going to try like make an arm sling for my gunshot wound. But then I was like, oh, we're going to go ahead and fight. Okay, alright, so I run up as well.
Jacob's actually going to start the encounter here, because as soon as he gets up and sees the two guards, he's just going to start spinning up some speed in midair.
Okay, if I can get this down, turn all the things to work, there we go. I will have scary rolls from the three of you, considering Gertrude is unconscious in a pool.
It's a 7 for me.
Yeah, well, I only rolled a 4 there.
7.
That's an 8 for me.
4. And an 8. Cool. I will let the players go first. Apart from one guy.
How on earth did that dog get an 11?
Yeah, 11.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, so starting off with quick combat. This thing is going to basically see you running up the ladder, and it's going to run over and essentially try to make a bare hand. Yeah, bare hand scrap roll with razor sharp. Basically means its claws grow extra long. And you're up a, you're climbing up a ladder, so can you dodge a 9?
Host.
Who's it going for?
Yeah, who's it going for?
Oh, he's going for Jacob. He went up first.
Jacob, right. Can I dodge a 9? Oh, that's going to be a, it's going to be a tough one. On the, where's my dice gone? Fuck. There we go. Oh, that's a 7. You know what? I'll take it.
Okay, so D12 plus the 2 is only 6. I think that hits your DR, though, does it not?
Yeah, that has my DR. That's fine. I'm good with that. Yeah, so Jacob takes a glancing shot from a small knife, I guess.
Oh, that's got claws.
It doesn't budge.
Yeah, it's kind of got weird, sharp claws and just kind of swiping at you from above. Kalaris, you're next. Yeah.
Sure thing. So I'm going to go after probably the one pinned in between me and Took. And have at him with... how much is my fulgur again? Can I afford to be a bastard about it?
You tell me.
I think I am at full grit. Somehow. Okay, so I'm going to hit it with a double scratch. Running full grit to make 2 attacks instead of 1. And that, those attacks add a 6 and a 10.
A 6 and a 10. An 8 and a 6. So you do get one off.
Cool, so I'm going to roll the damage for that. Which is... God help me. It's my walking stick gun thing, so that's a d10 and a d6 fire. Plus my scrap, which is a d12. So d10, d12. And then that's 12 damage with 2 fire damage. But because I hit and I have a new power, I am going to use Death by 100 Punches to burn another d4 grit to attack again.
So hold on, how much damage do I have to start off with?
So 12 regular. 2 fire.
Okay, and the 2 fire. Yep, okay.
And now another 10 to see if it hits.
Don't forget these guys are quite heavily armored. Another 10 to see if it hits. Yep. It does not.
Damn it.
12. The pug takes a stick to the face. It might catch on fire a little bit, but they seem very unscathed. I forgot how much DR I gave these things. So maybe I might trim the enemies down a wee bit. We'll see. Tugan, you're up. And after climbing the ladder, it surprises you that you remember you have wings and you could have flown up there.
Well, it wouldn't have done me much difference. Seems like I'm hearing...
Yeah, the guy had just been shot. Give him a break.
I was about to say, yeah, I was putting my wing in a sling. Like, I was worried I wouldn't be able to use it again. But I'm going to literally... take my theater light and I'm going to shove it right into one of these this dog's face and just have it explode in his face. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. It'll be a D. It's an 8.
Ooh, it's a 7. Get it. Yeah. So whilst it's facing Kalaris, go ahead and shove your theater light if the sun doesn't shine. Or to the back of the head.
Yeah, D10 plus my scrap. No, that's wrong, actually. Ignore that D8.
Cool. You just tell me when you're ready.
Okay, so it is, as much as I would have loved to have done the D8, it should have been a D10. So it's 5 damage, 1 fire damage, and 3 rounds of stun.
Oh, so it's 3 fire. You notice he doesn't take much damage from the actual shot itself, but he has now got the 3 rounds of stun, so you're probably going to kick the shit out of him anyway. I need to move that down a bit. Where is his taglines? There they are. Cool. Well, that leaves his buddy free and easy, and it's going to go after Jacob with... rows of teeth. Blisters bubble up under your chin and push through new rows of sharpened teeth. Inflict +2 when using your teeth to attack. The damage total is odd. You add bleed for 2d4 rounds. Right, so, Jacob, the thing's going to go mad and start foaming at the mouth and try and bite you for 9.
Alright, Jacob's still spinning up here and tries to dodge. He rolls a 6.
Are you using grit or anything?
No, we're going to take this.
Cool. So, I need to work out what the damage would be. Rose teeth, +2. Damage total is odd. Right. Oh, well, it is odd, but it only does 3. So, you do unfortunately get the bleed, however. 4. How many rounds do you start bleeding for? 4 rounds, you have 2 damage per round. And there's bleed, so that will, yeah.
So I take 1 damage this round and then 2 for the next 4 rounds?
Well, the 1 damage would be taken off by your DR, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, that's fine. Okay.
But
yeah,
somehow...
so he's cut me a little bit, but he's not damaged me.
Yep, so you are completely okay with that. Why is this not happening?
See, what happened there was Jacob was too busy spinning up. The dog managed to get his teeth in. They got cut, but he hasn't noticed. Doesn't notice the damage yet. And he was just spinning, and he's spinning his own blood into the face of everybody at the moment. Like a weird blood, what do you call them? Flywheel?
Pinwheel, cartwheel. Catherine
wheel.
Yeah,
pinwheel, cartwheel, whatever. A wee bloody firework.
Lovely. Blood is being spattered everywhere, and it is now your turn.
Yeah, well, he's burnt the 6 grit on the spinning that he's been doing. And at the point where he realises that he's actually bleeding now, he just releases the energy and fires himself towards the dog that just bit him. What he does is he does 2d6 +5 of damage, so...
And this is auto hit, yes?
This is auto hit. Which is 17 damage it does.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That was a good roll.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty damn good. Cool.
So he does that in damage, and he also does 1d4 +7 of grit he gets to drain.
1d7.
No, 1d4 +7, oh, 1d4 +7. That was... stupid. Yeah. 1d4 +7. So he gets 9 grit drained from him.
Very
he then
nice.
Bounces off this guy's face and spins right towards his friend, where he does 1d6 +5 damage. So he does 10 damage to this chap.
Unfortunately, that hits his DR and bounces straight off.
But he does still get drained of 11 grit.
Right, you give him a little sucky to go faster.
Yes, so nice to do a little bit of damage, a little bit of grit drain, and Jacob bounces back into position, lands gracefully, and starts trying to deal with the fact he's bleeding.
Right, well, this one is unconscious and on fire. It starts off with 3 damage, so automatically applied. That then increases to 6 damage for the next turn. And that's it over, as it starts burning on top of a wooden building. Galaris.
since there might be a problem in our futures. Right, seeing that the last attack he had did next to no damage, Claris is going to sort of rack the shotgun several times, and each time he racks it is going to grow a little bit in size. Let's see how many times. So it'll rack it four times, each time it grows and grows until it is a comically large bazooka-sized shotgun, as I'm going to use in flight. Then I'm going to be even more of a little bastard and use double scratch to attack twice with this big old gun. So that's two 11s to beat.
Which one are you attacking?
Let's go for this one.
Okay, two 11s.
The one that's conscious probably would be the best.
Well, you managed to hit both. I'm not using grit on these ones apart from their attacks.
So weapon damage times 4. I'm just going to times... Do I times the die or just times the enemy roll? I don't think
it's... Which one sounds more fun?
I can more variance with the times and the die, I guess.
Yeah, got him.
So that is two sets of 4d.
4d10.
For each. 4d10, 4d12, and 4d6 for the first attack. So that is 40, 50, 52, 63 damage, Matt.
There was a dog there, and now there's just a red mist.
Find me a baby. We have an opportunity here. And that is going to last for 7 turns, because we are now level 7.
Cool. As well as half the wall, this pug guard dog thing is now spread over probably about a 30-foot radius. I hear bloodfish...
I feel like at this point, there needs to be like psychological damage to the rest of the pugs to just watch this happen. And just watch someone just get disintegrated.
Well, the other one's unconscious, so he's not taking any psychic damage right now.
Any of us are still currently trying to busy with the pirate things at the moment. Although, after this, they may start coming towards you.
They can try!
Although,
yeah,
Gertrude...
just had a very loud bang.
What are you doing, Gertrude? Are you still unconscious in the thing?
Yes,
you
I'm still unconscious.
Yes.
Okay. I was looking at the map thinking, two baddies around me. I'm going to just pretend I'm still unconscious on the floor. I ain't dealing with that stuff.
I will say in this midst, one of them has climbed down a bit and is going to start poking you.
That's fine, he can poke away.
Oh.
Oh, behave. And it goes over to Toucan's turn.
Claris, like, there's nothing left. There's literally nothing left.
Oh, I can't even tell which blood is mine now.
This is... we're just like all red now. We're all just
yeah,
all in
entirely
blood.
Red.
oh goodness. So I'm gonna go ahead and just since this guy's unconscious, I'm just gonna go ahead and just run over here and attack this one. Yeah.
Oh, you're attacking one that isn't in combat. Okay.
Well, I mean he's here, right? I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I mean, I was just kind of. Few, but yeah,
adding another one to the initiative roll here.
Already done. Cool, Toucan, you are running up to the other one, and as you run, you realize it's a bit easier to fly. There seems to be a bit more warmer heat coming off the woodwork where maybe the other one's on fire, and you glide over gloriously towards this unexpected dog, who's kind of, I say, actually a little bit further along, looking over the edge to try and see if this ruined porcupine is going to move. So you'll get the jump on them.
Oh my gosh. That's a nat one.
Oh.
I can't see. Blood's in my... Blood's in my eyes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Because they're both nat ones, I'll say you're able to knock this one down on top of Gertrude.
No, I think it's there. Token swings, misses completely because that one had already fallen on top of Gertrude.
Yeah, that too. In fact, yeah, you know what? You end up just going down the slide. I will say, because the other one landed on top of a spiky porcupine. Never mind. That one. It's not going to take any damage. It's just the arm damage, just kind of thing. But it's now stuck to Gertrude for a while. Jacob, you're up. After seeing a literal dog explode into red mist.
Good lord, Kalaris.
Have I ever been a man for moderation?
I guess not, as Jacob just starts turning his keys over in his paw and
in his ignition.
Takes a quick anime pose before he slices each key through the unconscious dog.
Cool. Don't forget you took 2 points of bleeding damage.
Yes, I took 2 points of bleeding damage, yeah.
Cool. Right, so wrong with your damage, this thing's unconscious and unable to move, and it's on fire.
It's been a while since he used my keys when we were in here, so that's a d6 plus 8. Okay, good. Right, let's have a look. So, we're going for 20 damage all in.
Holy shit. Well, you'll do the 10 because he seems to have a 10 DR. But that's still quite a good chunk of damage. Does that inflict anything else, or is it just that?
Yeah, are you guys doing this to the unconscious guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's also on fire?
Just pummeling this guy into submission.
Yep.
Cool. I mean, I was trying to go for the execution, but it seems like I didn't take off all his health there.
Nope. The flames just get higher and higher on this unconscious thing. I'm pretty sure at some point this thing should wake up.
That guy's still breathing.
But I think he's going to want to wake up. However, the fire you'll notice is now starting to build a bit.
Jacob sneaking.
Yeah, Jacob just starts walking away from him now. He's like, well, I did what I need to do.
I mean, it's not dead.
Job done.
But, you know.
I did my part. I don't care if he's not dead.
I'm just going to follow Jacob. Watching the full Jacob.
I don't think these are really much of a... I'm also ignoring the unconscious frying dog. I don't think these fools are much of a problem for veterans such as ourselves. I don't think we'll have much of an issue here. However, we are supposed to be looking for... I think it was excess booze to convince the rest to join the revolution or something, right?
Well, to be fair, those pirates did get a little bit rowdy there. They kind of started this before we had a chance to do anything, so I feel like we've just been caught up in the fervor of battle right now.
Yes, I was just wondering, I don't reckon it's going to be on the wall. That would make sense. It's not very defensible. Do you think it's either in that big wooden structure or buried, potentially?
Yeah, tell you what. Let's us leave the battle to them, and we'll have a wee look around.
I mean, these dogs seem pretty weak. We can just go fuck around for a bit, I think.
Yeah, Jacob and Kalaris decide to disengage from the fight altogether and go have a wee look around.
Well, Kalaris, Kalaris, because it's your turn, you can. Jacob, you might have to wait until your turn is ready. But yeah, you managed to jump down and kind of on the grass.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Well maintained.
Bunny hop.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm just carrying Jacob with me, don't worry, it's not his turn, but he can come along.
That was just my turn. We can call that my bonus action. Disengage. Yeah,
cool. Well, the one that's stuck to Gertrude is gonna try and try and disengage off of Gertrude, because it's literally impaled upon the spikes. At least the armor is. Eh. Doesn't quite get off of Gertrude, it's stuck and it's just wriggling around trying to get its basically feet underneath it. Took, you see this and it's hilarious.
So my goal is to try and get Gertrude out. My other goal is I want to light the place on fire.
Oh, it's already very much on fire.
Well, one end. I wanted to light this end on fire as well. Help spread it farther. I'm gonna get a Gertrude up. Well, I'm going to smack him with my theater light. See if I can get him off of her. But I'm not gonna have it go off. Like, I'm not going to let it explode. So even if I hit him, he will not get fire damage. So that way I'm not lighting Gertrude on fire.
Clever.
So okay. I'm going to go with
that. I think that's a choice you can make. Advantage on this, considering this thing is stuck.
Okay. 2d10. That is just 10.
Yeah, that's basically this thing.
Hang on, is that collateral?
No, he didn't. He already said it wasn't going to go off.
Cool. No, I didn't let it. Yeah, I didn't press the button to have it explode, so you're not going to be lit on fire. And yeah. That's 8. Why did I get those? Come on.
But he will you kind of just nudge the thing.
Does he get stunned, though, or does that just come with the explosion?
I'll say it comes with the explosion.
Okay, so he just takes the 8 damage then.
Yeah, it doesn't really do much, I'm afraid. You know.
Just 10 DR. Yeah. Remember you said before? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, whale armored security dogs.
Yeah, I was kind of tired of you guys trying to kill everything in 2 seconds, so I thought I'd give him hard DR.
What would you do to assume that will stop us? We'll find a way.
Cool. Well, she's
she literally destroyed a dog with her fists.
Well, yes, I am aware of that. Cool. These two will take a pot shot at Jacob. So that's. I mean, I'm doing them both at the same time because they're both in the same order. That's a 7 and a 10. Can you get a 7 and a 10?
There's more coming for us. Okay.
As you move, then.
10, so I rolled a 10 and a 9.
One of them will hit you, unless you use crit.
You know what, that's just 1 point, go for it. I'll notice it coming, and we'll jump out the road just before it hits me.
Yeah, it's a 5.
He's dodging it with lead.
Oh, he's dodging it with lead.
So it's a 9.
Yeah, I just said yes.
It's your turn. As they fire and miss, you just see tufts of dirt scatter across the area. Maybe hit your foot a little bit with a bit of dirt, but that's about it.
Screw this then. And two more just join the fight like that. We are spinning up again. I've got the range in all three of these, yeah?
All three?
The unconscious one as well. The unconscious on fire one.
I wouldn't worry about that unconscious fire one. The next turn it's going to be bursting into flames and dead. So it's up to you if you
want
to do it.
I just want to have a reason to build up enough speed. So we're going for 3 speed, which is 9 grit.
Oh.
So I'm going to spend 9 grit. 3 speed. So the first guy is going to get hit with 3d6 plus 5. Okay. Right, so he gets hit with 15.
Oh, you managed to do a little bit.
Yep.
Cool.
He bounces off the first one, hits the second one for 12 damage.
Okay, cool. You do a little bit more.
Yep, and then he hits the unconscious one and bounces back into his starting position, doing 11 damage.
I mean, you do a tiny bit, but as you kind of do that, it's the last little bit, and this thing just seems to disintegrate into a husk of just charred corpse.
Okay, well that's useful. So for the first one, he loses, how much is that, 11 grit, and the second one loses 9 grit.
Oh, cool. All right, well,
I don't think it matters for the third one.
Unfortunately not. That's you can't get grit from dust.
No,
you can try. Cool, well, this other pug sitting over on top of Gertrude looking down at his friend is seeing Tukan. It's not taking a liking to you trying to bop its friend on the Hill Brothers Theatre light. It's going to try and jump down and punch you in the face. Only a 3.
That's a 5.
And it misses. Yep. So as it jumps down, it kind of slips on something. Maybe a loose bit of wooden board as the damage from Gertrude spreads a bit, and it slips and just falls down on the floor. Cool, Clara's pretty good.
I think you know what I'm doing. I'm taking that comically large shotgun and probably balancing it partially on Jacob's shoulder, just so I can aim the thing. And I'm
using,
see
using
if I can...
his ears as sights.
his ears as like a little V to have it on.
Cool, plus 2 on your roll then.
Oh, nice. I'm only going to do it once, I'm going to spend the grit. That is 13 to hit.
This thing could dodge if it uses grit, but it's not going to bother. Cool. Eight.
Right, and this is now 4d10, 4d12, and 4d6. So that is 40, 30.
I don't think you have to roll at this point for the damage. Yeah.
63 damage.
Another red mist.
Yeah.
Its friend is now completely covered in red. It looks like it's been dip-dyed.
One shot, one kill.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that, but essentially, that's
multiple shots. Jacob did help as well.
Yeah, your trusty speedosonic ping pong ball.
Yes, other park's desperately trying to get off of Gertrude. It's still not able to manage. And it gets back around to the Dukan turn.
So, I did knock off the... knock him off of Gertrude. They're out of the way of Gertrude, right? Or are they still attached?
You rolled a 5, didn't you?
No, I rolled a 10 to get him
off. Oh yes, you rolled a 10. Okay, cool. So yeah, he is off then. Okay, then in which case, you'd probably dodge a 4 anyway, so yeah, go on and do what you want to do.
Let's just go ahead and hit him?
Yeah, okay, if you want.
Alright. I'm going to hit him with... okay, well, my theater light again. It's a 6.
That's the same.
Damn, I'm spending two grits.
Cool. Spend 2 grit. What's your damage?
That is 10 plus 3 fire.
Ooh, that's fire that's going to do it, long run.
And then 2 stun.
Cool. 2 stun. That's going to be problematic for him.
Am I able to have a bonus action or need to wait for my next turn to grab Gertrude and get her? I wanted to get her out of the way. I just wanted to grab
roll
her.
Roll me
and
your
pull her out.
Scrap, and if it's a 6, then yes.
Damn it, that's a 3. Nope.
Unfortunately, she's a bit too far wedged in. Right, this other pug that literally just saw its friend obliterated. You know, this is where morale
can make the smart choices, boy.
Would be helpful if they read this game. You know, after seeing essentially your friend being turned to red mist. I'm gonna let someone give me a compelling argument as to why this thing will leave, and it will listen. Anyone.
Leave or die.
Did you literally see that was done not with tools but with our bare fucking fists?
No, it was done with a fucking shot.
It was done with a gun.
Shut up, he doesn't know that.
Oh.
I mean, it can see.
No, it just looked
can
like
it?
A swing ability. Secretly, I took one hand off and punched real hard.
Okay, who's gonna roll me a vibe check then?
Well, it ain't me. I might even hear that pug. It ain't me.
Yeah,
no. I just
yeah, go.
I was throwing out our
nah, I rolled a 4.
Yeah, not quite good enough. This thing thinks it can still have a chance. It's going to jump down. It's going to try and bite Bunny Boy.
All right, come at me then.
It's 5.
I rolled a... well, that's a 12.
Yeah, there's no way this thing can hit you. And it is now your turn, so you can turn it into Chop Suey.
Yeah, Jacob's still with some lightning in his system. Just steps very nonchalantly out of the way of this bite. I'm just going to go in for a straight attack. I rolled a 6.
You rolled a 6. It rolled a 2.
Excellent. So we will do the 5 damage plus... ah, there we go. Alright, so we're doing 24 damage with the keys.
Ooh. Okay, 24 damage, that's not enough to kill it, unfortunately, but you basically do take it down half of its remaining health.
Swift lightning step to the side, he spins around and slices in with every one of his keys there.
Nice. Right, this other one, it's going to try and come down at Toucan. It's going to go and try and kick him in the face. That's an at one. So he slips over and falls off the side. Easy win for you. Go, Kolaris, what are you going to do?
So Kolaris has to reload every time he uses a shotgun. And I did, because I had that turn where I just walked down towards Jacob.
Uh-huh.
So now I am reloaded. Kolaris is standing there, like, casually loading up another couple slugs into the shotgun. Just taking his time with it.
Nice job, bunny boy. Been going to work.
It is at this point you start to hear a kind of rough kind of noise coming out of the sand pit area. What it is, you can't quite tell yet, but there seems to be something large moving underneath the surface. Meanwhile, back in the Totaled Tower, the pug is going to try and bite Toucan. And that's a 2. And as you get in that 1, you're pretty damn good.
Given my experience with being underground and burrowing and stuff, can I roll some instinct to see if I can tell what's coming?
Sure. I want a.
Can I do the same? Because I have the.
Sure! I want a 6.
I got an 8.
Yeah. It's not a creature you would have come across inland. It's something far bigger than you would have thought. That's the best way of asking. I mean, you do have abilities you could just ask me straight up. I don't quite know what else to say.
Can I
use find clue?
Find clue. Cool. You see molted parts of crab around.
Hey guys, I think it's a crab.
Not just any crab.
It's the crab myrtle.
I was betting on Shai Halud there, but yeah, maybe it might be a crab instead.
It's crab. I don't know if anybody knows this, but it's a crab. Anybody know? Hey, Gertrude.
Same waft of red lobster.
It's crab.
Cool. Dugan, you're down the slide. There's two pugs above, and there's a crumpled Gertrude. What are you doing?
Gertrude's just been unconscious this entire time.
I mean, no, Gertrude's conscious, just choosing not to be.
That's the thing, I was wondering, what is Gertrude doing at this point? Like, okay, Cartman, what are you going to do at this point? What's the plan? Because I'm trying to save you.
I've got this dog on my back.
No, he's off. You
know? No, he's not.
He's now on fire.
I knocked him off. You're literally just sitting there, purposely just sitting there.
Okay, fine. Gertrude turns over to her back, looks at the Toucan, and goes, I'm hungry.
Cool.
Hurry the fuck up. I am going to, doing? I guess, I'm going to attack the one pug that isn't stunned and on fire.
Okay.
You're making the fire on the screen expand, but also technically that pug is also on fire, so would it not expand over here as well?
In a minute.
Okay, I'm gonna attack that one. Yeah. It'll be. It's a 6. Damn it.
It's a 6.
I'm gonna attack. Beats it. Beats it.
Attack. Yay. Yeah. Attack has advantage.
All right, I'm gonna roll. That is. Oh, really? Come on.
Well, you kind of just. Wimpily just.
But I light it on fire for 4.
You light it on fire for 4. Do you stun it?
Yeah, we're gonna see. Because for some reason it won't let me do that macro. I stun it for 2 turns and it's on fire for 4 damage. So they're both stunned and both on fire. How long was the other one on stunned for?
It was long enough,
was it?
2. And someone's already drawn a penis on the screen. Cool.
Ooh, I want to draw a penis on the screen. Hold on.
Hey, why not?
Oh, my turn.
My turn. Don't do it without me. Come on, guys.
Cool. This other one is going to try and bite Bunny Boy again for a 5.
It's always Jacob.
Yeah, there. These things seem to... They're definitely... Definitely
been
wee.
Fed rabbit before.
They're terriers. That's yeah, that's their excuse.
There. He's just there.
It's a bunch of fucking Yorkies.
Jacob rolls a... Oh, that's not good. He rolls a 4.
Paul, are you going to do anything about that or no?
You know what? I think so. I think that's quite an easy one. I'm going to spend the grit on that one and yeah, just say that Jacob's still on his little speed trip. Cool.
Well, then it is your turn.
Yeah, after dodging that, pirouetting, he's just going to... He's going to dance around and slice back out with his keys again. Rolling a 3 for that attack.
A 3 for the attack. I'm seeing more and more doodles appearing. That's an 11.
So these are... This dog's got his wits about him now and they're just starting to parry and riposte each other.
Something like that. And it's at this point you will see Crab Rangoon. As the crab finally appears from the set.
Give that crab that special sauce.
Not really much fanfare for this giant crab monster that just jumped out. He's like, all right, yep, and what happens next is a crab turns up.
Disappointment in what we are doing to this screen right now.
I mean, you say fanfare, I say confetti shower.
So
I've never
spiky.
Seen Matt just so disappointed. Matt is just, I see the disappointment on his face. Just complete nutter.
Let's try and bring it back.
Well, these dogs are now on fire. 4 damage at the turn. So, yeah, you're essentially starting to cook these quite nicely. They're going to start spreading into eating dog very nicely. Kalaris, it's your turn. This big giant crab has appeared now. It's kind of starting to wake up a bit.
Right, so we've got currently in the fort. Bottom right corner is on fire, the fire spreading, and in the centre of the fort, a giant crab monster has emerged.
In a very snazzy admiral's outfit, I will say. He's making it bigger every turn. Fuck off.
It's the crab roll.
So Clarice is going to immediately recognise that this thing is a problem and a threat. Wonder why. Maybe it's the fact that it's bigger than the buildings. So I'm gonna use double scratch to go twice. So that's 2d12. So it needs to be a 5 and a 12.
A 5 and a 12. Okay, let's see.
She's
got a 12.
Tacker wins.
And a 7.
So one of those hits.
Yeah, so you hit one.
Okay, so that is because it's still. The gun is still supersized. That is going to be 4d12, 4d10, and 4d6. That is going to be 49, 50, 61 damage? How much DR did you give this thing, motherfucker?
I'm out. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys.
Did she kill him? Did she literally kill him first hit?
Yep.
She killed the boss in one hit. You're serious. The first hit, she's... Okay. Wow.
Didn't even get to say anything. You know, it was still in the process of waking up.
Matt, I'm literally gonna ask this. When you talked about you didn't really have morality, like morale, is it? Like you probably shouldn't even have to roll at this point. The dogs just watched him.
Kalaris
soloed the boss
at
first hit.
Yeah, Kalaris raises the gun up, screams, "Kill it!" and this thing just pops like a balloon that's been overinflated. Crab guts go everywhere. There's like crab legs hanging off the top of the.
I'm immediately trying to like skewer the crab legs and put him over the fire of the now burning place.
Yeah, we're
getting
Sheridan crab meat.
I'm about to say crab is delicious, and Toucan's like, it's a delicacy. God, everyone, we must get as much of the crab meat as you can. It's delicious.
I think the crab is better than lobster.
I agree. I'm with Cap on that. I actually think crab is better than lobster. I do like lobster, but I do love me some crab meat. Way more. Oh, love me some crab. Oh, so
I'd be fucking scheming on that.
Yeah, okay. So, any of the remaining pugs that are alive immediately just surrender. Because there's no fucking point of them fighting anymore, considering they just watched their boss get immediately blown in half. The pugs that are on fire, well, unfortunately, they stay on fire. Gertrude, you're going to have to make a move out of that area pretty damn quickly, or you're going to start taking burn damage yourself.
Yeah, no, two can wake me up. I'm up on my feet now. That was just, yeah, I said I was hungry and just moved
on. From what
on.
You applied, you were already awake. You were just pretending to be unconscious.
Yes, exactly, tactically. Now, for some strange and convenient reason, I'm smelling roast dog and getting mighty hungry. So if you don't mind me, I'm just going to have some roast dog right now.
Oh, we have a convenient fire to roast the crab on.
There's literally, like, actual crab that is less unsettling to eat than dog.
Fine.
We should probably eat
I'll go
the crab.
And eat some crab. Let's go outside and find the others.
For our dog, there's dog lover listeners at home, they'd be bad.
Clarice, we really... That's another boss that we didn't get to interrogate.
Well, it was a kaiju. It was the size of this entire place. It filled half the stockade.
I was quite proud of that icon.
Considering the shot you just made, I think we could have asked that a question and still been safe.
I didn't know it was going to explode. There's a difference between exploding a dog that's my height and exploding something the size of a skyscraper.
Matt, I literally feel your pain as the literal first GM to produce a boss fight and then doing everything you can to make that boss speak and he gets you'd actually know.
Oh, yeah,
I don't feel your pain because you're the one that stabbed him in the head. Actually, never mind. I take it back. I don't feel your pain.
Whoa.
He said, "Who are you?" And that's all he said when you stabbed him in the head. So no, I don't feel bad for you.
Gertrude was pinning him down at the time. It was a case of we were hiding in the stairway, if I remember correctly.
We didn't know
Gertrude.
You invaded
out,
his home,
to the floor,
burst out of his, burst out of the secret passage into his home, held him down, stabbed him in the head. Like I have no sympathy. You stabbed him in the head.
Did we?
You did. You stabbed him into the side of the head. Remember that clear as day.
Yeah, I think you,
you like literally just went right into the side.
All I remember doing was going shh.
he literally had like two lines of he came out with, "Who the hell are you?" And then like, "Wait a second." And then you stabbed him. Like that was all he got out. I'm pretty sure it was two
still
two
more
sentences.
Than the crab. Let's
yes.
Still more than
yeah, more than the crab. As I said, yeah. I no longer have any sympathy. It comes around. Matt, I'm sorry.
I won't lie.
It comes around.
I respect the fuck out of you, Matt, because I can see the health bars, including for the crab, and when I hit that dog and did 60 damage, I was convinced you were going to double that shit.
I probably should have, but oh well, never mind.
Hey, you stuck by your honor, you know?
Ain't going to do it anymore. Cool. No. Well, that's this episode over.
Yeah, it's a thrilling battle to end that.
Yeah.
Are the parrots running screaming? Did the parrots actually also see this thing happen? Like, we just exploded the crab?
Oh, no, they're looting the place.
They're
just looting. Whatever they can get their hands on before it sets on fire.
Y'all better fucking leave that crab meat alone. I swear to God, I will find you.
We're looking for booze. That shit's flammable.
Keep the fucking booze. You touch the crab meat, you're dead. Do you hear me?
Yeah, you can have that air crab for sure.
I don't care if we went to college or not. I know it smells delicious roasted. You better not fucking touch it.
So you now have a boat filled with bacon and crab.
Mm. Oh, I'm devouring.
We're doing well.
I
love it.
I love bacon.
I'm eating it as it comes in. Like, nom, 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 nom.
But I will say that is enough basically get Gertrude up to full health whilst you're in between. However, I'm half tempted to have you roll for cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
See what he dies of.
Would crab meat give you
know,
that bad?
I don't,
like
the bacon
right?
Fucking probably would.
Oh, yeah, the bacon.
Oh. You guys, I'm actually, once I get out of here, I'm probably going to make bacon now because I'm hungry. And I've actually got some bacon in the fridge.
That sounds nice.
Bacon. Bacon's super good. Wish I had crab. I'd probably have that instead. Oh, well.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for listening. Find us on the show's socials as usual. And until the next episode, goodbye.